Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We need to clear, we need to clear something up. I'm good. We need to clear something up real quick. Is Elias Sports Bureau besmirching the name of Tom Landry? Is a couple of Tolos were like, hold on, I don't think that's right. And so I went back and looked at Tom Landry against the Los Angeles Rams, and he most definitely was not 0-4.
How was he against St. Louis?
I
don't know.
That would have been the St. Louis Cardinals then, right? I think.
Yeah, we didn't do too well.
I think he might have been 3-3 against the Rams. So thank you to the Tolos, and no thank you to Elias for trying to besmirch.
Is that where you get all these stats, Kevin, is from Elias?
I do like Elias.
Do you have to have a subscription for that, or is it just a website with stats?
You can get some stuff off their website, or their Twitter account is usually pretty helpful, too. All right, right now. The Cowboys have a plethora of unrestricted free agents. You only get to keep three of them. Would you like me to go down the list, and then we'll figure out who we want to keep who you don't?
Name your list, man. Okay. Or do you want me to read the list?
Sure.
I don't have it.
Okay.
But I can find it real quick.
Unrestricted free agents. I'm ready to go. Anthony Barr. That was good. Anthony Brown. Noah Brown. Dante Fowler, these are in alphabetical order. Luke Gifford, C.J. Goodwin, you know they're going to want to keep him.
Good receiver for the Bucs, I think.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan Hankins, T.Y. Hilton, Brett Maher, Connor McGovern, Jake McQuaid, Matt Overton, Jason Peters, Tony Pollard, Cooper Rush, Leighton Vander Esch, Carlos Watkins, and Donovan Wilson.
Can you give that list again?
I could, but I feel like you might just be messing with me. Is you get to choose three to come back. And I get people might be like, oh, but I want like six people. I understand all that. I'm just saying, if you have to.
If you have the Cowboys budget.
Yes.
Terrence Steele's restricted.
Correct. So he's like, not part of this.
Yeah, and Rico Dowdle, I believe, is restricted as well. That's it. So anybody that's going to throw those names out there, understand their restrictions there. Do you feel like you can just throw any quarterback in there, or do you think Cooper Rush earned the right to be like, hey, we got to bring him back? I'm very curious about this because a lot of people are like, oh, he earned the money to go be a starting quarterback somewhere. And I just don't believe that. But I like he's a good backup in this system.
Yeah, I would like to have him back, but I'd also like for the Cowboys, which they won't, in the third or fourth round to draft a quarterback that they like.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They need wide receiver help. Sorry, I was just throwing that out
there. No, yeah, I could see that, but I think they're much more likely to draft wide receiver than they are quarterback. But you're right about that.
But do you think they need veteran help, too?
At quarterback?
No, wide receiver.
Yeah.
They won't spend the money to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The Cowboys, here's what they do for a decade. James Washington. Yeah. Then we're supposed to get excited about it because Cowboy homers tell us that even though he's caught 30 balls a year in his career, at Oklahoma State he was awesome, and so now he will catch 90 balls for 1,000 yards and six touchdowns.
We tried to tell everyone that he was just a guy. I think their strategy for that is going to be hoping that Michael Gallup just gets better a year removed from the surgery.
I'm having a little bit of a struggle here.
Okay.
My two that I know I want to bring back.
Okay.
Donovan Wilson, Dono.
Yep.
Again, this does rely on the idea that Dan Quinn's going to be here because I can't guarantee that another defensive coordinator is going to walk into this place and say, I need three starting safeties to start. Yeah, I got to put these safeties out on the field because this is the way that we're going to win with the big nickel. So I have to kind of know what my deep. This is where Kevin and Mike and Derek, this is where the Cowboys meetings right now, they're trying to figure all this stuff out because Will McClay needs to know what he needs to start looking for to match up with what a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator wants. But I want Donovan Wilson back for the simple reason that that dude brings the juice. Like he absolutely does. Connor McGovern, on the scale of backup or even starting left guard, I think Connor McGovern is a key, especially if you're going to stick with Tyron at left tackle. You don't know what his health's going to be. And so I think he knows the system really well. I think he can do it. I'm struggling with Anthony Brown and Leighton Vander Esch and deciding, other than that, Kevin, I don't need anybody else back. But I would like to have Anthony Brown back because stability, some sort of stability at corner. You saw how the drop-off even from him. And a lot of everybody has great second cornerbacks. He was pretty good. There were times when he could get attacked. Leighton Vander Esch is a good tackler. Can I find a better future linebacker than him in the draft? I think so.
Okay, so...
So I got Donovan Wilson, McGovern, and probably Anthony Brown.
Okay, I agree with you. My list is Donovan Wilson. I did go Leighton Vander Esch, especially. I'm curious to see what his market is set at. And then the other one I picked, I know some people might disagree with this, but for the first time, I hope the Cowboys take advantage of their circumstances and they play hardball and go after Tony Pollard. But like dealing with the circumstances that you're dealing with, it sucks, but he got hurt and that hurts your market. I think Tony Pollard has shown he can be the dude here and he added so much electricity to our offense. For everyone who's like, you can draft a back in the third or fourth round, I hear you. I really do. But I think I feel more comfortable with Tony Pollard, especially for a couple years. I bet you can structure a contract that is to both sides' liking.
I'm with you guys on Donovan Wilson. I think that's so far, that's the consensus on one player.
Yeah.
My number two is Leighton Vander Esch. Now, I have to be concerned about how much guaranteed money I'm giving Leighton Vander Esch because of his injury history. I don't want to be stuck with Leighton Vander Esch for 2 years of guaranteed money because of his injury situation. But I would like to have both those guys back. The other two I wrote down to determine is Connor McGovern and Tony Pollard. I'm going to disagree with you, Corey, on Anthony Brown. He wasn't good, but he was better than what we had. So I think he was a below-average corner while healthy this year in the NFL, but he was better than what we showed. But I got to trust. Unfortunately, we made two horrible picks. Kelvin Joseph was a horrible pick, and Nashawn, it looks like Watkins wasn't a very good pick either. So,
oh, I thought you were going to say Nashawn Wright. Sorry, Wright.
I meant Wright. Tall kid who was off everybody's board, but we,
we took him in the
third
round.
Off our board.
We got
Michael,
I'm going to lean towards McGovern because I do think offensive line is so important, and he can also be my backup center too.
One thing that might help me, Mike, here with that conversation is Jordan Lewis has another year left on his contract. Jaron Bland's probably your outside cornerback. Right. I can go with Jordan Lewis in slot and move on from Brown, and then that gives me LVE back.
And with Pollard, my opinion is, look, it worked out with Dak Prescott, as in Dak came back. And, you know, everybody that questioned me, I said 10 to 20%. I didn't say 80 to 90%, by the way. But it got construed as Mike said 80 to 90%. It's like, no, 80 to 90% is coming back. And then Tony Pollard, I just don't know because Michael Gallup's the other side. Gallup has not looked close to the same because of that injury. So I'm not like not going to negotiate with Tony Pollard, but I'm with you. Look, if somebody wants to offer Tony Pollard $12 million a year or more on a 4 or 5 year deal, I'm like, good luck.
Yeah.
We got to draft two running backs.
Yeah. From the 469, Pollard, LVE, and Donovan Wilson. From the 972, LVE, Pollard, and Rush. From the 575, Hankins, LVE, Wilson are the ones that I want back on the list. From the 469s, Hankins, Vander Esch, and then they just said Corey has my exact list. He's a genius. And
thank you.
Derek, would you like to get involved? Do you have helpful football tips for us? Are you out scouting the improvements that Deshaun Watson's going to make this offseason?
Well, I don't really know specifically what the true needs of Cowboys, what the Cowboys need. I mean, we don't know what they're about to do with the coaching staff. We don't know what's going on. So it's, for me, I don't know exactly I don't follow the Cowboys enough to sit here and say, hey, this is what we truly need.
Let me try an exercise here. I'm going to go through the names and just tell me if this person matters. Like, if they should even be, like, in the pool of discussion.
All players matter.
Okay, fair. Anthony Barr.
On a super cheap deal, vet minimum, I'm great with it.
Yes, he can matter.
Okay. Anthony Brown.
Yes, he can matter.
Yeah, on the right deal.
Noah Brown.
On the right deal, yeah.
Okay.
I'm moving on. Like, okay. He doesn't matter to me anymore.
Dante Fowler.
On the right deal, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Luke Gifford. Does he fall into the
I mean, his dad was a great guy on Monday Night Football, and I think a Hall of Fame player.
I don't know if that's C.J. Goodwin.
No. Same. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can replace that, unless his name's really Chris Godwin.
Hankins.
He matters.
Yeah.
Unless you can find another player that can do what he does.
Yeah. T.Y. Hilton.
On the I tell you what.
I think I'm a no on that.
If you're totally out on Noah Brown... Then maybe you're in on T.Y. Hilton.
Okay.
You need some veteran presence.
Okay. So Brown or Hilton.
I can see that.
Who would you rather have back? Noah
deal.
Brown or T.Y. Hilton?
Maybe T.Y. All right. I think I can trust his hands a little more.
All right.
Then I'm hoping the second round bust turns into something.
Third round,
yeah.
Brett Maher.
Bring in competition.
Yes.
Bring back both, yeah.
Yeah.
Connor McGovern.
I really want him back.
Okay. McQuaid, Overton, is it okay to keep moving?
Yeah, keep going.
Jason Peters?
He's going to be 42.
I'm fine with moving on down the road.
He was great to have around.
Sure, absolutely.
He was nice.
Pollard?
I mean, I want him back for sure. He matters a lot, but I also, it's going to be tough because you're going to be negotiating with a guy you're hoping everything heals perfectly there.
I say yes to Rush.
He's not going to be the same player. That's my thing with Pollard. He's not going to be the same player for you.
You can most definitely be right about that. Schultz, I'm fine with moving him down
He wants $1 million a game.
Yeah, I'm done
I'm
with
not
him.
Paying $1 million a game for
good
him.
Good for him for wanting that. I just don't want to pay it. LVE, Watkins, Donovan Wilson.
LVE, Watkins. Yeah, all of them. Two of those. We know that Wilson was number one, or at least on all three of our lists. So, yes, for sure. And LVE was on my list.
You put Carlos Watkins on
Watkins,
there?
Watkins made more plays than y'all will give him credit for.
He got better
there
as the year went
on. There were moments
where
he got playing time.
Way better than Sammy.
Yeah, he
that was good.
So, here's the thing that's concerning, then, is if you boil it down to all the people that y'all said matter, it's still... Barr, Brown, Fowler, Hankins, Hilton, McGovern, Pollard, Rush, LVE, Wilson, and Watkins. That's 11 unrestricted free agents. And I'm pretty sure that the Cowboys are like right at the cap or over the cap, even with the carryover. Now, I get it. When they flip some switches on Dak's contract, which is yet another reason I don't think he's going anywhere, then get back below the salary cap. And there's other players they could do that with. But if you're starting at, you have no money. You have to create money. That's why I'm asking questions about how important the draft is, which we know it always is, but how many of these people you can actually bring back.
Yeah,
it was a good team.
It was a good team. That is going to come up in the C block for sure. A question kind of in that vein. The draft is going to be very important. And the thing is, when it comes to free agents, they can't, you're pointing out, they can't spend it.
Yeah.
Like they can't spend the big money to go get them. But now you're trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel just to get guys in the door.
You are.
And so you have that to worry about. What is it? 70% of their roster is like six dudes? Or 70% of their cap is like six dudes? It's insane.
And it's because they're so bad at negotiating. When people talk about the Cowboys always scraping the bottom of the barrel, it's because they gave injured Michael Gallup market rate or above. They gave Ezekiel Elliott the highest paid running back contract. They gave Dak the second highest paid quarterback contract.
But what about this? I mean, like, because this is the Jim Irsay group, right? That says, well, I mean, we paid this quarterback all this money, and now they're saying they're not good enough.
Yeah.
So isn't that where this does kind of fall? Is Jerry Jones and Steven will look at it and say, you could say we're bad at negotiating. We paid that rate.
Yeah.
They aren't executing what they're supposed their side of it. Does that fall there too? Like, I guess when you're just sitting there trying to balance the checkbook, you have to look at yourself first, but you got to get the play from the other side too, don't you?
You do, but I think with like Zeke, You didn't have to do anything. He still had 2 years left on his career. You could have waited on that. Michael Gallup, his level of suitors was going to be down, or you could have let him walk out the door for an unreasonable amount of money. Dak Prescott, you paid him $8 million more per year after he got hurt than he would have accepted before. And so, like,
I know it's a different cap number. Couldn't he just said, we're letting Michael Gallup walk and we're keeping Amari Cooper?
Yes. Yeah, like that absolutely could have.
They made the choice. Michael Gallup will be better for the Dallas Cowboys than Amari Cooper would be.
And sometimes I kind of wonder about that, if it was that he's better or he fits in more or he does this or whatever. That I'm not entirely sure about. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do in the offseason. I have a feeling some contract switches will be flipped that we're not all super pleased with. That's why I think you might move on.
Do we have more switches left? How, like, that's what I want to know. Where are all the switches?
Double check that.
Show me all the switches, because I need to know, like, where the switch panel is,
Dak,
so I can know which ones I can start flipping.
Dak is 100% one of those people. I'm trying to check on Tyron right
now. You get some
money
if you release Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, you can pull, especially if you do post June 1st. I think you can get about $11 million back for Zeke. Tyron is on the last or next to last year of his deal, so that could be a little tricky, but I know there's others that you could pull something off with. Plus, don't forget, if you re-sign, like, you know, whichever, if you want to say CeeDee Lamb or whoever, you can set that salary cap number really low and then backload the contract. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the mind of Corey.
Oh, crap.
This time I think it is from your mind. What are the longest running soap operas in the history of the NFL? I am very excited about this segment. 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Six-yard line for a first down. Garcia pulls it down, throws over the middle, has his man to the 10, inside the 10, Terrell Owens still on his feet, to the 5, touchdown!
CNC Masterpiece right here at 105.3 The Fan. Who or what are the longest running soap operas in NFL history? Spoiler alert, one of the people in that clip is going to be on my list because immediately, well, how did you come into this idea? Is this what you're talking about? You're just walking through and the idea hits you?
Yeah,
in the
I
face?
Think so. There's a possibility that I saw something on Twitter about the Cowboys being a soap opera. And we've said it enough.
But it wasn't that For You tab, right?
No. Well, I am.
What?
877-881-1053. Does the For You tab bug you that much versus the Following tab? Do I have to go back and forth? Can I not just get some of the Following on my For You tab also?
You can. I don't like that the default sometimes is For You. I'm like, no, the default should be the people I have chosen to follow.
Now, TikTok is that way. They stole this from TikTok, I feel. Oh. And I'm sure that somebody stole it from
the China app.
I don't call it that, Mike, but I call it TikTok. But yeah, it does have like, I do follow like 5 or 6 people on TikTok. And then everything else I just laugh about as it rolls in, or I watch some Warzone stuff.
I did see something on the news like China and TikTok. I don't really don't know any. I know that
you should research that a lot more. There's a lot. It is
a lot.
I mean, they already have all our information.
Sure do.
I mean, you have a phone. Everybody has your information already.
It's listening.
You even saw like your Instagram this morning. But
yeah, I got
there's some interesting stuff.
You got a message from me. I don't like messaging you that much.
Well, that's because your password is password.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
We shouldn't say that on air, right?
No caps.
We probably shouldn't say that on air, should we?
Oh, yeah, we should.
It's password with a capital P.
Hmm.
Pound,
well, now if
one,
you get
two,
hacked, it's your own fault.
But yeah, I mean, the big story is that since Jerry Jones bought this team, they are a massive soap opera, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, just think about the way he bought the team. Oil tycoon buys football team, fires legendary head coach.
Yeah.
Immediately. First thing, says he wants to look him in the eye when he does it.
Will you argue then that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys is the longest, biggest soap opera in NFL history?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I don't know that there was this type of... Even think about this last offseason. What were the biggest stories this offseason for the Cowboys, Kevin?
They were going to fire the coach.
There was an alleged child.
And, yeah.
There was...
The peeping scandal, right?
Yeah. Also, not you, Derek.
Oh, dang. There he did.
All these...
He did talk about me.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones does talk about Derek
Holland.
That's
true.
How much he loves him. Like, there are all these different things that offseason... Jerry even told us this last time he was on the show. We are at a point now where whatever happens in the regular season does happen. But the offseason is just as interesting as everything else.
Yeah.
And they understand that. Even Charlotte, when she came on during Peace-a-thon, the first thing she dropped, or the thing that she dropped about it, was when we were doing things, you know, there was some attention being paid to what was happening off the field. So we said, the Red Kettle, let's work with Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And show them what good we can also do. Let's try and find some balance of, we're not just bad guys, we're also doing good things. So all these things they put into motion, that is a huge soap opera, and they're a family. I swear there are multiple TV shows written about them that aren't directly correlated
Succession.
To them. Succession,
yeah.
Dirty Sexy Money, go watch that. It was just like that family. So I do think it is, and there is something to, Mike has distanced himself as much as he can from it, but it will draw you back in very quickly when it comes to the Cowboys and all the drama that goes on with them.
Yeah.
And it's not just the product that's on the field. It's a lot of things that go on off the field as well. So I was questioning, what are the biggest soap operas in the NFL? Not just like, there are player-related ones.
Yeah.
There are team-related ones. And I would say the Cowboys are the biggest team-related one for one.
For individual, the players I wanted to bring up was... T.O. I mean, it went from, you know, he called one of his quarterbacks gay. He threw one of the other ones under the bus. Some people thought he might have tried to commit suicide and he had to like talk about that. Then the fines, then the George Teague thing, the popcorn, the Sharpie. Like, it is the legacy he leaves behind. Also, he was a great player. I'm not disputing that at all. But he also leaves a soap opera legacy in terms of, he said, I can still play at 48, but he was no good in the indoor football league and skipped out on going seeing a sick kid in the hospital and then blamed it on the PR person when every other person for the team showed up. If you wanted some inside information, that's a thing that definitely happened.
The when it comes to T.O., was that a long soap opera, or was that kind of a six seasons soap opera and move on?
See, I think,
or is he still going on?
I think it is still going on, because remember when we had him on and he said whatever about Garrett, everything like went insane. And plus, it transferred. It went from the 49ers to the Eagles, to the Cowboys. Like, there was drama at all of those stops.
Yeah, and he does, he'll bring a lot of things up. You know, he did, when even for the brief second,
yeah,
whenever it popped up that he said he could still, he wanted to come back and wanted to talk to the Cowboys, that at least popped. But I do think that he is now, at this point, I mean, he has Hall of Fame, you pointed that out. At this point, it is more like he was on the show for a little while,
yeah,
but that time has passed and his character can no longer come back. Unless, there's all sorts of crazy ways to write that character back in.
If we're going players, coaches, etc., that's, I think, second on my list. I'm sure you can guess who number one on the biggest drama soap opera is.
It's tough.
Antonio Brown.
I think Antonio Brown is up there to be
Tom Brady.
Sure.
Antonio
and
Brown.
And Bill Belichick. I will lump them together for sure.
Antonio Brown is like a trashy reality TV thing, though. That's not a real soap opera. That's trashy reality
MILF
TV.
MILF mania.
Yeah, like Manor. MILF. Yeah.
I can't wait until we talk about that.
I still remain concerned that he's legitimately going to harm somebody.
Yes, I
if
am
he
too.
Hasn't already, like psychologically. But
so you think more Brady and Belichick than just Brady?
It was, yeah, I think it was both, because it was at such a high level. That's the only reason that I put them above T.O. is because, like, sometimes T.O.'s were just like nuisances along the way. It's like Brady and Belichick legitimately cheated their way to multiple Super Bowls and got punished accordingly. Like, Tom Brady has been has been suspended for cheating and for destroying evidence. Bill Belichick and the Patriots have gotten in trouble for cheating and destroying evidence. Like, and that's gone on and on and on and on for like a decade. I think that might be the top of my list, because I felt, you know, Spygate, Deflategate, like it felt like there was a gate for the Patriots like every other year.
I think Brett Favre definitely deserves to be
inserted.
And I guess Aaron Rodgers. So Green Bay quarterbacks, is that kind of the...
See, but at least I hope Aaron Rodgers, you're right. I hope Aaron Rodgers fades away, like once he retires, or he can like do a reality show or whatever.
He's going to be Jeopardy host or something, right?
Oh, that would be kind of cool. All right, as long as those are the options and not how many millions of dollars can I steal from states and from poor people, which is the weird direction that Brett Favre decided to go. And then he came up with the amazing excuse of, what do you mean I didn't do those speeches? What? I can't believe it. We're going to get that fixed.
But think about Aaron Rodgers' career.
Yeah.
Like from when it started on draft day. Like that was dramatic. What? How many hours did he spend in the green room just sitting there sweating and everything?
Yeah.
And then as he goes along, all those things grow with it. So,
was he watching Cops?
What's that?
Was he watching Cops? Why was he sweating?
Because he wasn't getting drafted yet. I thought he was going to go higher.
Gotcha.
I think
Antonio Brown came up.
Sorry.
Terrell Owens, Brett Favre, Tom Brady, and Belichick. Those lead the way for me.
This one's interesting. Are the Commanders making a push for being one of the biggest drama stories right now?
That's a great point, because you want to go?
No. I'd say what's tough about this is they don't really get covered nationally like you think they would for all of these things. So when you're watching what they do, it's almost like here it is in black and white or on your computer in an article, but you don't see all the national shows talking about what the Commanders have done bad, or you just see the Cowboys left and right.
Yeah.
You see maybe Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, or you see when T.O., like he gets covered pretty, hard, is you just look at the Commanders and it just doesn't seem to really hit the national headlines. Even when you're like, I think this is really bad, they're like, oh, who cares? It's the Commanders.
To that point, is Kevin, we talked about this when we watch our TV shows that we watch.
Yeah.
We do tier things of, I don't care about that storyline right
for
now.
Sure.
I want more of this.
For sure.
And like, I can't think of a specific show, but let's take Yellowstone. And like, you're more interested probably in, and I haven't watched this season, but more often than not in what Kevin Costner's doing than you are about Beth.
Well, let's go back. Yeah, I despise Beth. That is well documented. We talked about it, you're more invested in, like, going back to last year and the years before, in Jimmy than I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
like,
no, I enjoyed the Jimmy stuff.
And that's fine. Like, each his own. But you're going to have to mark that, Joey. But otherwise, the Commanders should be right. Because you think about it. They had a name for the longest time, and their owner defiantly said, we will never change it. And then they changed it to one thing that people really seem to like, the Washington football team. And they're like, no, this is just a stopover. Let's pick the Commanders. And most people are like, well, that's stupid. And that's what they picked anyway. In the meantime, now Daniel Snyder is probably going to have to sell the team, or is in the midst of selling at least part of the team, because of toxic workplace culture and maybe much, much, much worse than that along the way, according to some of those documents. It got a congressional subcommittee involved, and that's a huge deal. But Mike's right. It's the Commander. So people are like, eh, either way.
In certain dramatic soap operas, there is always that one, like, super rich family that has lots of power and control and things. Would we throw the Mannings in as... They don't bring a lot of drama, but Eli did force his way to the team he wanted to go to.
He did.
Peyton dealt with being the divide of being wanting to be a great quarterback or a great actor.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out.
And then, you know, now you got the next part of the family coming up and working their way in. So did the Mannings. They're a huge part of the cast.
Okay, that was nicely done. Let me ask you this. A couple of options. Do you go Mannings? I know it was short. Do you go Johnny Football, or do you go Al Davis and the Raiders?
Man, not enough people remember the Al Davis era,
right? Because that was it.
Or correctly, or what he did.
By the way, go watch that. Creepiest 30 for 30 you'll ever see. When they're like, you know what? Let's recreate hologram people that are dead to have these conversations. You're like, don't need that. And then they meet up down the road after they're both dead. It's quite remarkable.
The Johnny Manziel era is fascinating for many reasons. And Derek, do you ever meet Johnny? Did you ever get a chance to?
Yeah, I have a crazy story.
Oh,
is it on air? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off.
Okay, all right.
For his sake.
Gotcha.
It's more of
his era was very interesting because it was an era where you're still trying to figure out, like, all these characteristics of what a good quarterback is.
Yeah.
Versus pizzazz. You know, like, that's what the era of Johnny Manziel was he's pizzazz, he's flash, he's got all these things, and that's what you want. And the NFL is like, do we really want the other things that come along with it? And he gets kind of almost blackballed from
it. So that was so short. One of these went on to have a great career. One of them, this all happened after the fact. Do you count Ray Lewis and O.J. Simpson under the biggest soap operas? Because O.J. Simpson, like, that was the hugest deal in the world.
Yes.
Except, like, he was already out of football, but he was frequently, like, they would show highlights of him Twitter running. World. Yeah. They were show highlights of him running and doing the things. Then they would show Naked Gun or one of his car commercials or whatever. But that's one. And then Ray Lewis is another one. Like, what happened to that suit, man?
Well, Kevin.
Got dry cleaned.
That's probably good.
He was found. They let him go. So
they
everything
did.
Moved on.
Because he snitched. That's the thing that happened.
So because he had a Super Bowl he had to get to.
That's fair.
You know, like, those things happen.
Wasn't it the Falcons player who didn't get to the Super Bowl? Because he's like, I'm going to go do some other stuff.
Super Bowls have offered
Robinson,
up lots
dude?
Of drama.
Talking about when he solicited prostitution as an undercover cop.
You were there, right? Like, weren't y'all?
No, Eugene Robinson.
Event. Not at the event. I just want to make that very clear.
That was when they beat Minnesota in 98.
Oh, okay. So
I just
want
to make that very clear.
There. Mike wasn't there either, allegedly.
I want that to be Corey's new thing. It's like, you were there,
you
right?
You were there. Remember when this happened? Yeah.
Don't do it, Eugene.
Does Michael Vick make his way? Okay,
ooh,
if you were to rank,
that's
Vick,
a good one.
Vick in the CTE era of the stories that go along with that. Because think about this: how many players have they suggested that passed away or had those kinds of things go on that have stuck in the news there?
Okay, hear me out on this. I think CTE is a bigger deal, like, just me personally. But I think the answer is Vick, right? Because how many people do you know that don't give an F about CTE and their race norming and them lowballing people on settlements and so many terrible, terrible things that the NFL did along the way. But you still find a lot of people who don't care about it. I feel like everybody had a thought one way or another about Michael Vick, whether it was awful or it was awful and then he paid his debt or anywhere else. I feel like everybody cared about that. That's another one, not to drive the audience away, but Colin Kaepernick, that was a big, big deal that had many repercussions.
Ray Rice, Joe Mixon. I don't know if you mentioned those names with
Ray Rice like got a lot more traction than Mixon, or do you think that is an inaccurate?
Well, Mixon wasn't in the NFL yet. He was still true. At OU. And so there was a lot that went into that because, I mean, was that part of, I always thought maybe that was one of Bob Stoops. He was like, man, I got to need to get away from this program real quick.
Yeah.
But the Ray Rice thing.
And now Aaron Hernandez.
We talked about that for months.
Yeah.
For months. I think it was the night that we were at Community Brewery. And we were doing one of our fan shows down there. And that was the night where the video like dropped. And we were like reacting to all that at the same
shocking.
Time.
Yeah. So like there's a lot of valid answers. And Deshaun Watson even comes up. I just keep thinking back to the Dallas Cowboys. Whether or not you think the Ice Bowl is soap opera, like they were in that game. There was all kinds of stories about the 70s Cowboys. Make no mistake about that. And then you move forward to what you mentioned at the very beginning, Jerry Jones firing Tom Landry, then the White House, then winning all the Super Bowls, and then all of the weird or ongoing personal stuff that seems to come up with the Jones family and the fact that the Cowboys are by far and away the biggest draw in the NFL. Don't argue with me. That's been proven time and time again.
Are Patriots second on that then? Because now you mentioned Jerry Jones, the family. Kraft and all his whole situation too.
I think I would say yes, depending on how you qualify the O.J. Simpson deal. If that counts, then I'm putting O.J. Simpson there.
Yeah.
But I think since it took place after football, as opposed to the rest of these, have all been like when those people were actually in the NFL.
From the 401, Deion. I mean, it's still going at this point. And Deion Sanders is still a main character in the NFL still, even though he's not even coaching in it.
Yeah.
He's coaching in college football, but he's a character.
Look, for better or worse, Deion's a star, right? Like, I know, and it's the same thing with the Cowboys. I know a lot of people watch because they don't like the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the stars of the NFL, for better or worse. And Deion Sanders, a lot of people know the amazing things he's done. I know there are people that don't like him, but he just has star quality that make people want to watch him.
Absolutely, and play for him.
Yeah, I mean, apparently so, for sure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, you want to do a little Mike Likes It?
All right, I don't want to spend the whole Mike Likes It on this, but we all watched MILF Manor after the show yesterday. So if you weren't listening yesterday, Corey, I think, was the one who threw out the term MILF Manor, and I'm like, what are you saying? And it's a
but
show.
Joey, do you have the audio that he threw out after that I think is already iconic at the station? No.
I do have it. Not on me, like, ready to fire, but I do.
All right, so Sugar it's Daddy a show on Lord. TLC. I believe there's four episodes. At least, I don't know if they're all out, but I could not watch episode one.
Yeah.
I got home and I could watch episode two, so I watched episode two.
Just to show how much I cared, Mike, we got a free trial of Discovery Plus so I could watch episode one.
Okay.
I watched episode two as well, Mike. I didn't watch episode one.
Both of us have the same thing, Corey. We did not get through the whole episode, right?
No, I did not.
Because my why, Corey?
In. Oh, my son walked in at one point, stood there, watched a few minutes of it, and then said, okay. And I think there was a very awkward mom-son situation, and he left the room immediately. But yeah, I thought it was just, it felt kind of forced.
Okay.
A lot of it, but it got awkward, dude. It got very awkward.
Here
but
is,
if there was a show called Sugar Daddy Bungalow, everybody's complaining about that.
That's here amazing. Are my texts to you guys.
Okay.
As I'm watching this show, because I wanted to kind of document as it goes. Yeah, you were on this, right? No, nope. Bobby Belt was. I don't know who I'm texting. It's just, I see Kevin and
here's
Corey.
A fun fact. Yeah, Mike will go to whatever the latest group text is. Doesn't matter who it's to. If we're in it, that's who's getting texted.
Yeah, I know. All right. I like it when I get included, though.
Yes, we'll do that more often.
I'm watching MILF Manor. I want to throw up, but it is somewhat entertaining. So this is like after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then another 10 minutes go by, and I text this. I feel like I'm doing something wrong watching this.
Mike, I started watching it at the gym this morning.
Oh, all right, dear.
On my phone, and I got on the treadmill, and I started it, and I got about 2 minutes in, and I kind of looked around and went, I got to watch something else. I can't watch this on my phone in the gym.
And then I texted 15 minutes later, this show has now officially become horrible. I could not finish watching this show. And it got to the point where I watched through this, even though I wanted, at this point where it got horrible was everybody had to write down their deepest, darkest secrets that their mom/son couldn't guess about them. And I know this sounds horrible, but I'm just going to say a couple of the things that these people wrote down.
Okay.
Hey, I did it in an elevator with somebody after a movie. Hey, I had an orgy with a whole bunch of people.
Seven.
Hey, I slept with my best friend's son. Hey, you know, and you're just like, oh my God,
he grinded on a grandma and she liked it.
Oh,
yes.
No. Yeah.
And that was easy for the mom to get because guess what that kid did at 25 years old is he's, I don't know how old he is, but around 25. He's a male stripper. That was kind of pretty easy to get.
Okay.
He did that before. Like, okay. But it was just like, and you're just like, this isn't fun to watch anymore And then I did watch a little bit further as guess what? If you couldn't guess what your son did so horribly in his S life and you couldn't guess what your mom did so horribly in her S life, then you get to pick whatever son or mom you want to take on a date.
Oh, my God. And this is what happened in episode 2. There's a blonde woman. Okay. All right. And she wears low
face
cut shirts.
Face is jacked up.
Oh, is it the
unbelief.
One with the bolted on boobs?
Yes.
Okay.
Bolt-ons.
Yeah.
And she
they were.
She is there's a brunette mom. And she's like, I just don't think this is the right girl. I know my son. I know what kind of person he wants, morals he has. And this other lady's like, hey, I am taking your son out on a date. We're kicking you out of your room.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah, I need the room to myself tonight with your boy.
And the son's just kind of smiling like, thumbs up, mom.
So some people are asking, this is definitely not an incest show, but what happens is they have these eight older gals and then they have their eight sons who are between 20 and 30 and they mix and match. So they're not like hooking up with their mom, but it is awful, awful, awful. I'll tell you in episode 1, since hopefully you'll never go back and watch it, they did a terrible job introducing the guys. Is so like they showed all the plastic fantastic ladies and it was like, I'm here to get a husband and like and everything like that. So but then the guys just showed up behind the screen. Mm-hmm. They could have just been like, yeah, I'm Trevor. I just hang loose, you know, do the thing. Who cares about graduating college or whatever? And so I wish they would have introduced all of them without saying the relations and then done the introduction, but instead they just took eight genera guys, lined them all up, lifted up the screen, and they're like, what's going on? That's my mom. Oh my goodness, that's one of my kids. And then you might have missed it in the first episode. There was that one gal who looked like a linebacker, but there was another gal
who said
it was the shoulders. There was another gal who said she had six kids. And then she goes, people ask, like, is it with the same guy? And then they judge me. I'm like, no, that'd be stupid. Why would you have six kids with the same guy? And I was just sitting there thinking, right. But, like, you could see how maybe you shouldn't have six kids total with lots of different people. But, you know, whatever.
I want to see what they look like before they did all the...
Yeah.
You might be able to do that online. Are you going to watch this at all? I don't.
No, no, no. I don't think. It's not real.
It's awful.
It's so bad. Yeah. It's not real. I want authentic. I get it. You're creating it for content to be funny or whatever. People like it. Some of it can be entertaining, but for the most part, it's just so fake, so bad.
One of the ladies addressed one of my plot holes is, wouldn't you know if
your
kid. Plot holes.
Oh.
If your kid was going to be like in the same island, and that one of the moms was like, I knew my son was going to be here. I thought he was going to be here for a different dating show.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea on that too, Mike. That was
MILF Manor. It's terrible.
Yeah, so we're telling you, you can go watch it if you want, but it's horrible. There's no way you're going to make it through this thing. And if you do, what's wrong with you? I think that's when you need to question yourself is what is wrong with you mentally that you can keep watching this show from episode to episode. I do not think this is going to be like The Bachelor, where this is going to continue. Next year, we bring in 8 new moms and 8 new sons.
I was trying to look at what the ratings were. I couldn't find them.
Those moms will definitely be more attractive, because on round 2, that's what happens.
I cannot believe that these people are doing this.
Like,
they have to have people.
Money talks.
They seem shameless. A lot of them seem really
similar. Mike. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I really want to know who the guy who was in charge when
the
idea
mom?
Was pitched. When this idea was pitched to him.
Hey, I got an idea.
Who was the one that was like, this is great. This is a wonderful idea.
On the Learning
Let's
Channel.
Get moms
on the
out
Learning
there.
Channel. Avery said, I thought it was Tender Love Caring. I didn't know it was the Learning
oh,
Channel.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it should be that.
Let's get some moms out there and see how many sons they can
I didn't
boink.
Even tell my wife about this yesterday because I was embarrassed to even say I watched this.
You'll be glad to know I did convince Jess. I was like, we can just delete this now, right? And she goes, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, it's
she
bad.
Hated it.
All right, so next topic here in Mike Likes It. After the show is over, Derek and I are going to go talk to a high school. I don't mind mentioning it's Bishop Lynch High School, and we're going to kind of talk to their baseball team. Derek, you've done these things before. I've done these things before. I think we both really like doing these things and talking to kids kind of in high school about high school baseball, about possibly getting to play past high school baseball. Tell me what you like trying to get across. If there is, when you're talking to kids that are somewhat 14 to 18 years old, what is your hope at the end of the conversation that we've had with these kids that you hope they get out of it?
Man, I hope they have hot moms.
No,
oh, wait,
you
no,
don't.
Sorry, wrong segment.
Come on.
Sorry, I thought we were at that still. great. You set that up for me. No, I want them to be able to walk away knowing something they didn't. And what I always try to do too is it's mainly with the younger kids. You know, when I get to talk to high school kids, I know they're going to understand what I'm saying. The young kids, I always make them go repeat exactly what they learned to their parents. So not only did they hear it, they can also say it, and the parents heard it once from me, and now they hear it from their kid. Yeah. But I'm just trying to teach them as much as I can in the time that I'm there. It's not like every day you get a professional athlete to come where you are and talk and give you, you know, pointers.
I think one of the things that I try to get across, and I don't think I do a great job of this because even the teams that I coach are like, yeah, whatever, I don't care, is I try to let people know, if you're listening right now and you have a kid who likes baseball or a high school kid, is to me, the most important part of baseball practice, and I want to say all of it is important, but the most important part is your catch, especially in high school. Championships are won in high school based off of this. Can your team catch the ball when it's thrown to them or hit to them? And can your team throw the ball accurately to where they need to throw the ball? If you just are able to accomplish that, and I'll tell you what, when you watch playoff baseball, a lot of times games are won and lost because somebody missed through a ball.
Yep.
Somebody didn't catch a ball when it was a catchable ball. And so in high school, it's even more exaggerated because guys aren't nearly as good as professionals at it. So I always talk about, your 10 to 15 to possibly 20 minutes of catch, that's the most important part of practice. It doesn't mean but they kind of look forward to, are we doing batting practice today? Or are we doing a simulated game? But to me, I always try to get through, if I'm not talking mechanics and everything, I'm talking the catch. After you get done with your stretching, that 10 to 20 minutes, that is the most important part of practice. Because if all of you can catch and throw accurately, you can have a good baseball.
Do you make games out of catch?
Yeah,
like hitting spots and then doing other things within?
100%. So the basic game, Derek, is if you hit the head, it's 2 points. If you hit the chest, it's 1 point. And then you see who can get to, whether it's 10 first or 20 first. That's a basic. There's other games, though, too. But that is one of the basic games.
So also the other thing, too, and I'm going to talk about the games as well. You practice how you play how you practice. It's as easy as that. And playing catch, you have to play catch with a purpose every single time you go out there. It's not just go out there and play catch and, oh, I just want to do it because I have to be here or whatever. So for me, the good thing is I have been blessed with being Cole Hamill's throwing partner. So when we play catch, it is exactly what you said. We'll start in the chest and then we go to the head and then it's, now we start going shoulder, shoulder, hip, hip.
Yeah.
The hips is more of the changeup for us because you want it to be down. You want it to be going on the downward plane, whereas the fastballs we keep up here on the shoulders and go back and forth that way. Instead of what we like at our level, we're so more advanced that you don't throw to the middle of the plate, you throw to the mitt, and that's why we use the targets as the shoulders. I don't want to throw to the middle of something because then that's In my mind, I'm thinking throw to the middle of the plate. Mm-hmm. So that's where we use the targets, and that's why the game gets a little more advanced as you get older. Huh. Dealing with high school kids right now, they don't have the accuracy that I have. That's just, I can easily take that to the bank, I promise. But that's, the thing is, when you're playing catch, you need to have targets and practice throwing on targets. Greg Maddux was one of my pitching coaches at the WBC with Team USA, and to this day, he was even still saying, I still try to improve on hitting spots. And he was the best at hitting spots. Mm-hmm. The guy could dot a net.
Throwing a strike 2 feet outside. Booty. Yes, you're right.
Well, well, back then they also had umpires that, you know, one had a pillow for a shield, and two, the strike zone was whatever they felt that day. So they didn't have a K zone. I think that ruined baseball.
Excellent insight from y'all today. It really was, or it still is. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, still is, starring Corey Majors.
Man, I got some Cowboys questions and some life questions.
Oh.
Next on The Fan.
I got this for you, man. How about getting to Men's Tea Clinic? They can help.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.